Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, Christian nationalist patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, broadcasting from the American Redoubt. Good morning, and good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Thrash a Call Me Thursday.
Thrash 'em.
That is what we do best around here.
And so. Because it's fun.
Well, we've become pros at it. You know, we can chalk that up to our professional list of these are the things we do.
Well, it's a target-rich environment, so you have so many opportunities to, you know,
to practice,
hone your skills. Right. Yeah, there's an abundance. And, well, this is really cool. You've been able to talk to a lot of really awesome patriots recently about that.
That's right.
The challenges that we are facing, including solutions, and going on the offensive. And this was one thing that I thought was really interesting is that people are saying, you know, what's the solution? The solution is to go on the offensive.
That's right.
And you got to get the right people in the right place, you know, to be able to do that. So it's obvious if they don't try to take him out somehow or cause, you know, some false flag thing to disrupt elections. If it goes forward, Trump's going to be in. He's going to need some solid people backing him in Congress.
Absolutely.
And so we got opportunity to purge some of these rhinos out of there and get something done. We hope enough has been done among the states who have taken action against or for voter integrity that it will make a difference.
That's right.
That's all we can hope for.
Yep.
But anyway, you wanted to get to the word a little bit early.
Yes.
In the show.
Yep,
today.
That's right. Because it's a little, well, you know, just like when you read different prophets in the Bible, how oftentimes the news that they had to bring wasn't so great. You know, it was like,
well,
when the Lord would say, you know, like Jeremiah, go and tell them that, you know, basically they're going to get it. Right. And nobody ever wants to hear that. Nobody ever wants to hear the prophet that has bad news for them from the Lord.
Yes.
It makes them mad. They reject that prophet, you know, sometimes for many years. Like Jeremiah apparently was rejected for like a solid 15, 20 years.
Oh, yeah. And, oh, here he comes, the guy with the Mr. Bad News guy.
Yeah, Mr. Bad News guy again.
Here he comes. The Lord's going to bring judgment. Oh, great.
Well, and what was interesting was all the false prophets would always going around telling everybody everything they wanted to hear. And they were the popular prophets.
Yes.
You know, they constantly had good news and everybody loved them. And here comes the actual prophet of God and they give him the boot.
Well, isn't that funny too, how last week we talked about, well, we had the repentant event, right?
That's
right. Yep. Signs that we're in trouble, that we're facing judgment, that, and we are, if you look at God's biblical, his standard.
Right.
Well, we're just asking for, you know, to get hammered over the head. So when you call for repentance, how that makes some Christians cringe.
Yes, right.
They get so uneasy at this judgment's coming, cringe, and there are those who want to run to tell them what they want to hear. Oh, no, no, there's going to be a big revival and America's going to rise up and we're going to overthrow it. But the reality is not what we're seeing.
Right.
And what we're seeing is the high priests, the judges, the elite, the aristocrats running this country toward as fast as they can toward a cliff.
Yep.
And so when you put out a warning, it's even among Christians, they don't want to hear it.
Right.
No, the world definitely doesn't want to hear it. They get angry.
And you can't hardly blame anybody. This has been one long marathon of seemingly endless bad news. You know, you and I have had this task of encouraging people and always bringing up the hopeful sides of things,
right,
as well as, you know, reminding people that their joy doesn't come from the world. It comes from the Lord, who is steady, who is unchanging. And there is so much that we can count on with the Lord always being right, always being good, always being truth and justice. Right.
Right.
And so, you know, that's where we have to remind people that it's ugly and it's just going to get uglier out here. So quit putting your yeah, hope and your faith in the world, because that's misplaced.
It's not going to get better.
No. This is designed to bring you closer to God.
Yes.
Every time everything gets really bad, that is God's design on how to get you closer to Him.
That's right. Because there is good news. The good news is the gospel.
Right.
Yeah, the good news isn't, America's going to be unscathed because we're America.
Right.
You know, I mean, no, it's all part of the world that's crumbling.
That's right.
The good news in all of it is the gospel.
And
He's already overcome the world.
And so the word of the day for Thrashacommy Thursday comes to us from the not so good news section of the book of Joel. from chapter 1 verses 1 through 12, but we'll bring the highlights after that so that you know, you can be reminded that who cares if it's bleak, we've got better things on our horizon.
Yes.
So okay, it reads under the title "The Land Laid Waste." That's what you wanted to hear, right?
Oh, great. Let's just start there.
Let's start there. Okay, well, "Hear this, you elders, and give ear, all you inhabitants of the land. Has anything like this happened in your days, or even in the days of your fathers? Tell your children about it. Let your children tell their children and their children another generation. What the chewing locust left, the swarming locust has eaten. What the swarming locust left, the crawling locust has eaten. And what the crawling locust left, the consuming locust has eaten. Awake, you drunkards, and weep and wail, all you drinkers of wine, because of the new wine, for it has been cut off from your mouth. For a nation has come up against my land, strong and without number. His teeth are the teeth of a lion, and he has the fangs of a fierce lion. He has laid waste my vine and ruined my fig tree. He has stripped it bare and thrown it away. Its branches are made white. Lament like a virgin girded with sackcloth for the husband of her youth. The grain offering and the drink offering have been cut off from the house of the Lord. The priests mourn who minister to the Lord. The field is wasted. The land mourns, for the grain is ruined. The new wine is dried up. The oil fails. Be ashamed, you farmers. Wail, you vine dressers, for the wheat and for the barley, because the harvest of the field has perished. The vine has dried up, and the fig tree has withered. The pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, and the apple tree, all the trees of the field are withered. Surely joy has withered away from the sons of men." And that's it.
Hmm.
So there's the uplifting word of the day. And
yes.
So here's the other part. Not too much farther after this, you know, this is chapter 1.
Right.
By chapter 2, verse 12, after, you know, talking about the mourning for the land and the day of the Lord, right? This is talking about like the great and terrible day of the
right.
Lord. And so this is addressing the end times. And it's followed in verse 12 in chapter 2 by, guess what? A call to repentance.
Mm.
And so again,
how about that?
Again, here we see the pattern that God establishes, that when everybody sins, you know, and their grievous sins add up to heaven, well, then of course, here comes the spanking. And with the spanking, that is designed to bring us closer to God, because we realize, oh geez, we have been so bad. We have really better you know, we've got to shape up. We've got to shape up and get ourselves straightened out.
Yeah.
And we've got to humble ourselves and repent. Otherwise, it's going to get even worse.
That's right.
Right.
And it's so, avoidable. That's
yes. Yeah. This is the child being bad over and over.
Yes.
Saying, you know, you can't go into your room and make a mess of it and keep getting away with it. And then he goes right back in there, makes a mess. You know, you make him clean it up. He goes back in there, makes another mess. You make it clean it up. This is the same pattern that humanity experiences with God.
Yep.
And so this is, again, all of these things are repeats. And we are doing nothing but a repeat in America. Yep. And unfortunately, we've had long enough where, you know, we had a really great long run of godly biblical men that adhered to the word. And they lived their lives as close to the word as possible. God was always on the forefront of the way they lived and their conversations and how they conducted their lives. Pretty much up until the Industrial Revolution, and then men started being pulled away from it a little bit more at a time.
Yes.
And so here we are today in about ready to be stomped, just like Israel. From all the other stories in the Bible,
yeah.
Well, that's us now, and so this is Repent Event Week, and we're going through the Book of Joel with yet another warning from the Lord as we are approaching this April 8th eclipse.
Yes,
and with all of the Ninevehs being pointed out in this big old X, so we're just bringing this to you. This is a random turning. So clearly, the Lord wants us to. Talk about this stuff. And this isn't the flowery, fun, enjoyable stuff, because God is trying to say, straighten up.
Yes.
Every last one of you that hears this message, this is my call to you to come back to me and quickly.
Yeah, there are a lot of YouTube, what do you want to call them, personalities, content creators or influencers, whatever the word is, you know, that are trying to pull or they're trying to connect dots with, you know, God's judgment and biblical signs of the in the heavens and so on, you know, and tying that to April 8th. And, you know, there very well could be some merit in that. There's a lot of really strange things going on with CERN.
Oh, yes.
Firing up the electron collider.
The Hadron Collider.
That's what it
is. I'm sorry. You. No, the Hadron Collider. Yep.
Yes. And there's just a whole lot of weird stuff. We'll probably pull all that together and hit on that maybe Friday, you know, before we go into the weekend. But also, there's also a lot of, you know, clickbait and hype and things like that. So we want to try, you know, make, take a real level-headed approach toward that. Understand that God has a pattern of warning people to repent. We also know where we're at as a country and basically asking for trouble.
That's right.
If we don't turn things around. And you know, our hope is that those who are believers are actually repentant and praying. And it goes back to that X marking the protected people.
It sure does.
You know, and although that's, you know, later in the end times, it's still a biblical principle we can hope for being protected from whatever's coming if this nation won't turn itself around.
That's right.
And so, interesting. Interesting times to live in, for sure.
Well, it is. And it's, you know, I would much rather have the good news to share. And I can understand why people would, you know, in different times, like we were just talking about with Jeremiah, where he didn't have good news, that they would run him away. That is not what people typically want to hear. And especially now. And,
right.
And so, you know, but that is, it's time for us to grow up. I mean, it's as a nation, it is time for us to just flat out take responsibility and understand that God's warning is a loving thing to do. Understand that just because he's telling you a warning doesn't mean that you run farther away from him and ignore it even harder.
Yeah.
No, that's the worst possible scenario. He's doing this as a measure to make things better for us if we just turn around. Just turn around and,
right.
and, you know, cut to the chase, do the good thing, do the right thing, and do the smart thing. It's what God wants you to do, and he's the all-knowing creator. So just take his advice and just humble yourself and repent. That's just all there is to it.
I think that the biggest, I would say, frustration from people that we talk to and what we feel is that there are evil people doing evil things, and it's bad for our country. It's bad for our economy. It's bad for crime. It's bad for our standing with the Lord. So let's turn it around. Okay, fair enough. There's the solution. But then when you actually have an opportunity to do what's right, you have people that say, oh, I'm a Christian, and I'm going to vote to approve this evil, demonic spending bill.
Yes, right.
And totally stab everybody else in the back that they said, I'm one of you. And then they go completely off the rails, leaving everybody else going, all right, we know what to do. We know the right thing to do. Now we got people in positions to do the right thing, and they do a hard left turn. And that's where the frustration comes in. But also we need to be reminded not to place our hope in man.
Right.
But there is right when you can do the right thing and turn things around and it's right at your fingertips and there's the opportunity to do it, and then it doesn't because of betrayal.
Because of betrayal, cowardice, greed, wanting more power, whatever somebody might promise you that is tempting you.
Yeah.
All of mankind's weaknesses come out in this situation.
Yeah. So if we could just get all those people out of the way, just right. step aside, you know, be part of the, let's go after the problem, and anybody that doesn't want to get on board and be part of the solution, at least get the heck out of the way.
Right.
From the rest of us that want to do the right thing.
That's right.
Just stop interfering. Stop blocking people that want to do the right thing. Get out of the way.
Right.
So they're not. But it takes us back to Joel.
That's right. Where, you know, well, like we started out with, just keep in mind that this is what's going on around us. And for those of us who have already repented, we rent our hearts last week, and we truly cried out to the Lord and took responsibility and apologized for the fact that this nation has accomplished atrocious amounts of sin on our watch
and continues to, and so
those of us that have repented of that and are instead now active and figured out something that we can do to try to help in whatever small way we can, even so long as it's something, right?
Yep.
That we cannot sit on the sidelines for 2024. We are called to get busy. We are called to no longer allow evil to run this nation. God didn't give this to the evil people. God gave this nation to us.
Right. They just took it. They stole it.
No, they didn't even have to do that. They just stepped in when Christianity stepped away because all of the pastors in the pulpit said, we don't have anything to do with politics. We're not here for that. Well, yes,
well, there is that.
Yeah. We are, because this is the nation God gave to us, not to the communists.
Right.
And so, you know, that's what this repentance is about. And you know, congratulations and God bless all of you that have repented, because surely God has heard you, and he heard your prayers and heard your heart as you were, you know, heartbroken over what has happened to this nation on our watch. And so that's, you know, that's just a pat on the back for everyone out there that has already done this.
Yep.
So good job to all of you out there.
Stay strong.
Yep.
There you go. All right. Well, good. Okay. So this was Joel. What was the
chapter? The first chapter, verses 2 through 12.
Yep. Got it. All right. Well, thank you.
Well, praise God.
Absolutely. All right. Well, let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll come back with segment two. Several things we're going to hit on here. Boy, things are ramping up in Israel still, and this ring of fire with earthquakes. Now, Japan in the crosshairs.
That's right. So, yes, exactly. That was what we were going to talk about. Yeah. You know, quickly before we get off of Joel, chapter two describes the day of the Lord, and it describes, wow, what's going on? Like, with a noise like chariots over mountaintops, they leap like the noise of a flaming fire that devours the stubble, like a strong people set in battle array. They do not push one another. Everyone marches in his own column, and when they lunge between the weapons, they are not cut down. The earth quakes before them. The heavens tremble. The sun and the moon grow dark, and the stars diminish their brightness. The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great. For strong is the one who executes his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible. Who can endure it? And so, yes, we're diving into now the islands in having earthquakes all in the whole Taiwan area, and peculiar things about China being there as these earthquakes are happening.
Isn't that something?
Yes.
Climate change, it's coming. Read all about it.
climate change. That's right. The real climate change.
Yes. All right. Well, you stick around, Patriots. This segment brought to you by JesusAppears.com. Get yourselves ready for his return. It can't be much longer. Go to JesusAppears.com, and we'll be back with segment two right after this.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
I'm Renee Holiday. I'm announcing my candidacy for Congress for District 5 in Eastern Washington as a strong conservative Christian MAGA Republican. We are currently in an existential crisis in America because of weak leadership who have failed to place God first over this nation. They have also failed to keep their oaths of office to uphold and defend the Constitution and the rights of the individual. They have failed to secure our elections and have opened our border to an invasion from over 172 countries. America has never been more vulnerable to attack than we are now. I'm running because Eastern Washington needs a rep with some spine that can stand up to this lawless regime and help bring America back under the safety of our Constitution by securing our elections and closing our border. I have already written the congressional bill to do just that and have been publicly pushing it for the past year. Eastern Washington needs a fighter with a record of being effective in fighting the globalists, and that fighter is me. I have been fighting the globalists for 18 straight years and have written two books about it. Eastern Washington needs an effective fighter in D.C., and that fighter is me, Renee Holiday. I need your vote on August 6th, but I need your support right now to kick off my campaign. I'm running to win and to take America back, and I can only do this with your support. Let's get it done together. So you can go to my campaign website at ReneeHolidayForCongress.com. It's spelled ReneeHoladay forCongress.com.
This ad paid for by the Committee to Elect Renee Holiday, Washington Congressional District 5. Welcome back, Patriots. Good morning. This is segment two of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Lady Liberty, segment two here.
That's right, everyone. Welcome back to Thrash Call Me Thursday.
Thrash 'em.
Well, so we wanted to dive into this interesting, it's basically like a phenomenon happening around Taiwan right now, where it says here, according to the timeline provided by the official Taiwan Defense Ministry X account, Chinese aircraft reportedly entered Taiwan's airspace prior to or at the time of the earthquake hitting. 30 PLA aircraAnd 9 PLAN vessels operating around Taiwan were detected up until 6 a.m., and 20 of the aircraft entered Taiwan's northern middle line.
Oh.
And the ROC armed forces have monitored the situation and employed appropriate force to respond. But I find it interesting that we know HAARP is capable of producing earthquakes. They have that down actually very well. And there are, you know, it just makes me wonder what the Chinese might have in the way of HAARP technology that maybe we don't even know about.
Right.
And the fact that they were in the area as those earthquakes started to happen when China is the aggressor against Taiwan.
Yeah. Pretty coincidental, isn't it?
Right. Well, this is the second time they've had an earthquake recently, within the past year, while China is doing things in or near Taiwan. And
right.
So are the Chinese using this HAARP technology to cause earthquakes? I mean, they're looking at tsunamis around Japan now, off the coast of Okinawa because of this earthquake.
The earthquake in Japan?
Well, there's the earthquake in Taiwan.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And so then it also says that reports from Nago, Okinawa, indicate that ocean water levels are rapidly dropping due to the tsunami threat. And numerous people are being evacuated from the shoreline as a 3 to 5 meter tsunami is reportedly expected to reach the area this was last night around 10 p.m. And it said, additionally, a magnitude of 5.7 earthquake and a 5.2 aftershock have just occurred as well. And so tsunami warnings have been issued in Taiwan, Okinawa, Japan, and the Philippines. Furthermore, the main airport in Okinawa, Japan, has suspended flights following the tsunami warnings.
Huh.
And so the timing of China being there while this is happening,
right,
is very bizarre.
You know, that's one of the things we were told, you know, when we get into the end times, there will be earthquakes in diverse places. You know,
right.
I've heard...
It's funny that you say that.
Rabbit trail alert.
Yes,
okay.
Right.
I've got to do some research on this and go back to the Aramaic or Greek and find the direct translation, because I've heard pastors say divers places, so in the oceans, right?
Yeah, around the coral reef.
Wait, or does that mean diverse places? Because
right.
Now I'm confused on it. Now I got to know, were there divers in the first century AD?
Yes, yeah, there were. Yep. Because they had ships, they had ship captains. You know, the coast of Israel, you know, is right there.
Yeah, but did they have dive teams?
Well,
did they have divers?
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, you know, is it? I don't think I've never heard of it as divers before. So that's pretty funny. but you know, there's to get back onto the topic.
Sorry. Okay, back on track.
it says here also that massive destruction on Guishan Island or Turtle Mountain Island, a turtle-shaped island off the coast of Yilan in eastern Taiwan, happened amid a strong earthquake, where you actually see an entire section of this island just dropping off into the ocean because of this earthquake. And so, you know, the Bible does describe that the mountains are leveled that the islands are leveled.
Islands are disappear.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah.
Yep. And so are the ships. Isn't it like a third of the ships start to disappear once the
they're wiped, vaporized, probably nuked.
Once the tribulation starts, all of this stuff starts happening. And so, is this just a prelude leading up to that with all of these earthquakes, or are these actually man-made?
Well, we don't know, but there's a lot of things that are going to happen that could be both. It doesn't describe the mechanism or the machinations that are going to make some of these things happen.
Right.
But we just know that they are going to happen. And we know that we're drawing closer there. And now this report came out from Amir Sarfati yesterday. Russians are in Syria's Golan, not far from Israel's border. Russians. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Now, we know the Russians have been in Syria for several years.
Right.
But to be that close in the Golan area as things are heating up, because now Israel just put out the IDF Home Front Command is getting ready to launch a media campaign within days to prep Israelis for war versus Hezbollah. The Bank of Israel tells local banks to prepare for high demand for cash as public may rush to withdraw funds in case of wartime state of emergency. So things are heating up there in the north.
Wow.
And now Russia is right there in Golan in Syria.
Wow.
Close to the Israeli border. Somehow we know that God's going to put a hook in the jaw of Gog, the leader of Magog, and bring them in, Russia into Israel, against Israel.
Right.
So that's going to be a fatal, fatal mistake for Russia when they do that. But something's going to happen and God's going to say, nope, you're coming with me. You know, you're heading in here.
Yep, that's right. Well, so, yeah, wow. That's really very interesting because, you know, everything has to be happening right around this one same time as this eclipse. And so I'm just finding this all fascinating. And so, well, I guess just hang on to your seats and I guess we find out what happens, right?
Yep.
So,
yep.
Well, and so in some other news that is kind of perplexing, maybe not in this world of complexity, like the Bible describes in the end times that things happen with perplexity and complexity, right? All of these different multiple aggregate problems that even the problems conflict with other problems, right? And so here is one of those cases where a problem is conflicting with another problem. Here we've got a report from Texas that says, on Sunday, a National Guard soldier was arrested for, get this, attempting to smuggle an illegal immigrant in a government vehicle. Well, wait a minute. Hold the phone. What is that? What are they talking about? There are NGOs all day long picking up illegal aliens and shipping them all over the United States. They also get on planes for free. They don't get checked by, they don't even get any of the body checks. They don't do any of that.
Right.
They're allowed to go everywhere they want. Why on God's green earth would a National Guard soldier get arrested for
doing the same
for
thing.
Moving and they call him an illegal immigrant in a government vehicle. So all these other illegal aliens are not illegal aliens until a good guy tries to move one, right?
Well, that's what, this is like I was saying, with classified information, Private Snuffy makes a mistake with some classified information and they want to send him to Leavenworth. But somebody in the Biden regime or somebody in Congress who's sleeping with a Chinese female spy. No problem. Nothing.
Right.
It's like a couple of extremist right-wing MAGA Republican congressmen throw a fit and say something, and then everybody else goes back to business as usual.
Right. So it's like they know the crimes they commit because they have to guard against their prosecution, and they'll pad the judges so that they're not prosecuted. But if a Republican does the same exact crime, they flip out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got to turn Washington, D.C. upside down.
Yeah, so this is a problem with a problem. you know what I mean?
It's a mess. It's an absolute mess.
This is with complexity. It's absolutely nutty. And so then we've got we've got this other case that is, you know, right along those same lines, a problem wrapped within a problem. And it shows the border wall, this big, huge section of a border wall right next to the freeway. And it says, a video is circulating of men climbing the Mexico border wall in an attempt to, get this, enter the United States illegally.
What?
Yeah, there's two of them. There's actually two.
Wow. So two guys?
Two whole guys.
This is breaking news.
That's breaking the law. Can you even believe two guys have tried to climb the border wall to get in here illegally?
That's amazing. It must be right next to some rich neighborhood or something.
This is the most preposterous piece of garbage I've seen, since the National Guard soldier was arrested for attempting to smuggle an illegal immigrant.
You know, there is a difference, though, because the NGOs are just helping cycle people through.
And they're getting paid big bucks.
These are hopeful Democrat voters, right?
Right.
The people that are trying to sneak in, not turn themselves in, claim asylum, get the pass, get the wave, go to whatever city.
They're not paying any of these people.
Right. These people are, that's your Chinese nationals, these are your hardened criminals or terrorists, the people that don't want to enter into the system.
Right.
They don't want to be questioned. They don't want to have their picture taken.
They're not part of the paid UN army, apparently. Nobody gave them the memo that, oh, hey, the UN is using U.S. money to pay big bucks to anybody that's willing to vote for Biden and for, being willing to enter our army and displace American soldiers.
But there are two different categories of people that are coming into the country. Three. There's your normal migrant workers, people that are just trying to take advantage of the system. Then there's the army of Democrat voters. And then the third category are the people that don't want to be in the system at all. They're trying to be smuggled in, just sneak in. They don't want to have any interaction with Border Patrol or authorities or any NGOs to help them and give them debit cards. They got a different agenda. They have an agenda. These are your combatants. These are your...
I think they all have an agenda because the good majority of them are getting paid to do exactly what they're doing. And the rest of them have part of an invasion plan, but it's all part of the same invasion. They're either going to invade and vote for Biden to upset this election, or they're going to come in here with intentions of taking over in some sort of military attack.
Right.
So, but both aid the same outcome.
They're different prongs of the same invasion.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well,
it's just bizarre. It's just bizarre to see anybody point out two guys scaling the wall and pointing it out and going, no way. Can you believe this?
Yeah.
The two guys stand out over 20 million.
On top of that, last week when the National Guard got overran with that mob of aggressive invaders.
Yes, yes.
A leftist judge ordered them all released. They were all arrested.
Right.
And they were ordered released.
Well, right, because the judge probably knows them all by name.
Got orders from the 44th president's, who shall not be named, staff, who told him, you will let these people go.
Right, who just spent the last couple months down there vacationing with all those same people, I'm sure.
Unreal. Unreal. Okay, well, so that's pretty much all we have from Clown World. And we'll wrap it up.
That's right.
We will pick it up tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. So join us then. You guys be safe, be vigilant, and be in prayer. And join us then.
That's right. You all have a thankful Thrash-A-Commie Thursday. And blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.